the number one ranked team in the state, the number one seed in the sub-district, taking on the Parkview Christian Patriots. They are ranked number 8 in the state. They are number 2 seed in the sub-district. They are 18-6 on the year. The Irish, 21-3 on the season. Now tonight, both of these teams are probably going to advance. The winner, for certain, will advance to the district finals. Sacred Heart pretty much has a number one seed wrapped up in the district. Win or lose tonight, it would appear. And according to the coaches, Vince Hensel from the Patriots, he believes his team is going to be sitting in here as the number 4 seed, regardless of tonight's outcome. So they also will probably head into districts, win, lose, or draw here in this game tonight. There were a lot of the girls sub-districts played last night. The winners included, in sub-district 2, McCool Junction, ranked number 9 in the state. Osceola, they're in sub-district 3. If the Irish win, they would likely be playing Osceola, it looks like, next Friday night, maybe here at the Rowe Activity Center. Sub-district 4 winner was Wynot, ranked 7th in the state. They knocked out number 3 ranked Harper St. Francis last night. St. Mary's is the number 4 ranked team in the state. They're the sub-district 5 winners. Sub-district 6 is playing their finals tonight. That's Shelton, ranked number 2, taking on Lawrence Nelson tonight. In sub-district 7, Pleasanton is the winner. Overton is the number 6 ranked team. They're the winner in sub-district 8. Medicine Valley wins in sub-district 9, Paxson in sub-district 10, Layton in sub-district 11, and Hayes Springs in sub-district 12. The fifth ranked Wilcox Hilbert squad was beat in the semifinals. They're ranked fifth, and number 10, Powell Dodge, also has lost in the sub-districts, getting ready to head to a district action. We'll have all those pairings coming up, let you know what's going on with that, who we're going to follow next week. Johnson Brock is playing tonight, Class D1 Sub-District 1. They're ranked 9th. They're taking on number 10 ranked Sterling in Class D1 Sub-District 1. Up at Johnson, that one will play after the boys' game. That'll get underway. They're hoping around 7:30 tonight. And right now, down at Falls City High School, Master Henderson Fieldhouse, over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station, the Syracuse Rockets are leading the Falls City Tigers after one quarter tonight, 9-4, Syracuse with the lead over Falls City. That's one quarter into that ballgame down at McNair Henderson Fieldhouse tonight. So you can tune in the Tigers if you're looking for them, and we'll go from there. So that's what's coming up. Next week is boys sub-district action here on KTNC coming up on a Tuesday night. We'll have Sacred Heart. They'll be taking on either Dorchester or Lewiston. That's coming up Tuesday night. Also on Tuesday night of next week, we'll have boys sub-district action for you, and we will know for sure who, but we're going to be, Sunny 101.3 will be up at Johnson Brock, covering that D1 sub-district 1 involving the Johnson Brock Eagles, as well as the Pawnee City Indians. We know that's coming up on Tuesday night of next week. So that's where we're at. That's what's going on right now. Falls City Tiger boys are out at Fairbury tonight. That's interesting. They will hook up with Fairbury again on Monday night in sub-district play up at Auburn. So you're caught up with what's going on for now. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back and talk more specifically about the Patriots and the Irish coming up on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups in this ball game tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Parkview Christian, they are coached by Vince Hensel. For the Patriots tonight, the starting five will include a 5'9" sophomore, Niobe Luau, 5'11" sophomore, Merrill Paul, 5'4" junior, Priscilla Cabrales, 5'6" junior, Maria Pastrello, and also 6'1" senior, Aisha Dos Santos. They're starting five for Parkview. Now, they have some players injured and out of this ballgame that are not playing. They include Isabella Minotti. Saw her up at Medeckis a few weeks back. Also out is Jada Smith, a 5'11" junior. So a couple of players that are out. They've also got another player questionable tonight, whether she'll be able to play or not. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. The Patriots a little bit shorthanded, and they're waiting for next week in that district if they can get in there and hoping to have some more healthy bodies by the time next contest rolls around. For Coach Luke Sandra tonight, his number one ranked Irish, it will be 5'8" senior Olivia Eichhoff, who is averaging 8.7 points per contest on the year. Delaney Widge is a 5'4" senior. Delaney averaging 8.8 points per game on the year, leads the Irish with 37 made three-point baskets. Gentry Lechtenberg is a 5'8" sophomore for the Irish, averaging on the year 7.9 points per game. Jessica Wurtenberger is a 5'10" senior. She comes in averaging 14.7 points per game on the year. To go along with almost 8 rebounds a game, and Macy Keller, a 6-foot senior, she is averaging on the year 5.6 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. we have the national anthem here at the Rural Activity Center. Two teams are going to be introduced. We'll take, while they're doing that, we'll take another one-minute timeout and be back with a tip-off on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, I saw a good players introduced here. They're going to go through all the state stuff for the NSAA here, all the announcements they have to make prior to the ball game here. We got that done. So Sacred Heart, the home team, hosted the sub-district. They've been hosting the sub-district since they went to the system as the top seed as the host now for several years. Coming into this ball game, the Irish looking to get back to the state tournament again this year. Sacred Heart, they've been to the state tournament 11 straight years. In those last 11 trips, 4 championships, 2 seconds, and 4 third-place finishes. Only one game they lost in the first round. Coach Luke Sander, his 17th season. His team have been to the state tournament 15 out of those 16 years previously. He now has 412 wins against just 58 losses. A winning percentage of nearly 88% for his career. That is a very, very, very big accomplishment for Coach Sando. So they are introducing all of the non-starters as well as the starters here. Coming up later tonight, we'll have another report from the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. That's going on in Omaha. Ball State Wyatt Overdeen in the semifinals tonight. That should be going on here at some point a little bit later on this year. A couple of girls still wrestling for Johnson County Central at the state tournament. Coming to the top of the hour, this is not sunny. We've got a Falls City High game on right now. Sunny is carrying Falls City and Syracuse. Randy Gatula down at Falls City High. Here, St. Hart versus Christian Patriots on the Falls City and Hiawatha. 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM is where you can find this game. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. mscsports.net. You hit the listen live button at the top, and then you click on KTNC. There we go. Now we've got all of the Patriots introduced. Now, here, getting ready here for the Irish starter to be introduced. The Patriots have 5 assistant coaches and a head coach. Well, you would think they would win with all those. Well, they got about one coach for each player right now. That are numbered down, they are, with some injuries. So the Irish starters have been introduced. One more to go, I guess. And then we'll have a rep and ready to roll here at the Row Activity Center. Sacred Heart in this ball game, as we said, coming in here 21-3. Their last loss was to Lord Central Catholic just a couple of weeks ago up at the conference tournament up at Tri-County. Picked up 3rd place in that tournament. Now we're ready to roll. Everybody's been introduced, and we are ready for action here, finally at the Row Activity Center tonight in this girls' sub-district final. stepped into the center circle for the Irish will be Gentry Lechtenberg, the 5'8 sophomore. In there for the Patriots is going to be Aisha Dos Santos. She's 6'1". So all the Patriot players line up in the backcourt. All the Irish on the other side, and it will be Patriot basketball to start the ball game. Bringing up to the front court, Dos Santos with it. Out top, Cabrales. Dos Santos, Sagan-Hart. Now there's a move down the lane, and a turnover. The ball goes off the hand of a Patriot player over there in the far corner. That was a Luau. Couldn't come up with the catch. And it will be Sagan-Hart basketball. Jessica Wurtenberger up the floor for the first time tonight in the offensive end for the Irish. Hands off to Delaney Witt. Now comes over to the near side. The Irish go right to left toward the west bucket here in the first half. And here's a three-pointer on the way from Wurtenberger from the right side. No good. Short rebound grabbed by Merrill Paul. To the front court come the Patriots. Hand the ball off out there to Dos Santos. Come to the near right side to Pascal. Swinging around to Santos again. Patriot dressed in black and blue. Hand the ball around, out top, Pascal. They run a little weave out top. Now to Santos to the high post, free throw line to Paul. Looks, back out to the top she goes. Lechtenberg is on Dos Santos. And now take the ball over to the left side. Dos Santos gets it back, dribbles from the left to the right. That hands the ball off, very patient. Let's see if they get a backdoor cut. I hope they don't delay the whole game. I'll have a long night. With the basketball, Dos Santos will hand it off. Cabrales moves it from the left to the right. Now into the hands of Pastrello. She goes left, she goes right, she goes back left, and hands off to Dos Santos. And now on the right side, Dos Santos with it again. The Irish student section is not happy with this play from Parkview. It's boring, they say. They're not even looking to get inside the three-point line at this point. They just keep handing it off out between the midcourt circle and the top of the key beyond the three-point line. We know they can't run with the Irish with the injuries. Now here's the one going down the line. It's stolen away. Lechtenberg with the takeaway going all the way in. Stops, turns around, gives it back now to Laney with the free throw line. Went inside for Wurtenberger, too tall on the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So the Irish turn it over. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Parkview ball so far. We've got no points and three turnovers. To the front court of the basketball now, Pastrello. Off to the right side, hands it off there for Cabrales. Cabrales, and the ball is, oh, it's loose for a minute. Parkview picked it back up. They go to the corner, a three-pointer on the way up. Too strong, no good by Luoff. Rebound on the deck. He held ball, balls there, but no. Coming out of there with it will be, for the moment, Eichhoff, and then she lost the ball back the other way to Parkview. She really never had control of it with the dribble. Parkview ends up with the basketball at the five-minute mark of the first quarter. No score here. All right, Dos Santos. Dribbling goes high post with it to Paul. Paul takes it right out of the free throw circle, back out, and here comes the run back and forth out top. More of the weave. Handling it, Pastrello. Sagan-Hart being patient. Now that's not easy probably for Sagan-Hart girls. They like to get out and run. This could take them out of their game a little bit if Parkview is successful with it. Taking the ball on the left side, Pastrello. Down in the corner again for Luol, who missed that last three-pointer. To the top we go, and driving down the lane will be Merrill Paul, and she's going to be fouled by Sagan-Hart. Foul will go on Macy Keller with a push. First foul on the ball game here. So now Parkview will inbound from underneath the bucket, bring it out to Dos Santos, and taken away by Lechtenberg. Up the floor to Witt and traveling on the Irish. Boy, either team ain't having any luck. That's two turnovers on Sagan-Hart, both in a little bit in transition. Three turnovers so far against Parkview. We're nearing the midway point of the first quarter. There's no score. To the front we go with the basketball now. Dos Santos has it, now backs up, starts right again, hands the ball off there to Cabrales. Cabrales will hand it away. Estrella, they continue just to work it out top. Dos Santos moves way to the left of the sideline. Now, Lechtenberg out on her, knocked into the backcourt, and Hafford, Dos Santos, picks it up and throws it forward now to Pastrello to the front court. Her pass deflected and out of bounds. It's tipped away. Good defense by Olivia Eichhoff. Got the quick hand in there on the pass. It goes off one of the Patriots out of bounds. Lechtenberg will come out of the game. She's done a good job in there defensively, checking in McKinley Schultz. She comes in about halfway through the first quarter. Now the Irish in the front court against, it looks like, a zone defense here. Right side. Wurtenberger dribbles up. Stops, throws it back out top with the ball. Eichhoff back out. Wurtenberger for two. Well short. Rebound brought down by Pastrello. Nothing on that shot for Jessica. Missed everything short. And now we're at 3:09 and no score. First quarter action. Weaving it out top with the basketball. And now that's thrown away again by Parkview. They try to run that weave out top, and then they threw a pass to the backcourt, and it ends up at the scorer's table. All right, here we go. Front court with the basketball now. Olivia Eichhoff out the right side. Macy Keller on the right wing. Back to Witt. Inside, Wurtenberger turns left hand. Won't go, and she ends up tipping it out of bounds. But, hey, at least somebody got a shot off that time without turning it over. It's been not pretty so far. Here come the Patriots walking it up the floor. Move the ball forward with Maria Pastrello. Probably not a bad strategy for Parkview. You take the Irish a little bit out of their normal game. You also have a short bench due to the injuries, and maybe one girl is sick tonight, and maybe this stall would be their best chance to come away with a win here tonight. Here's Dos Santos into the circle and back out to the midcourt circle. Hands the ball off again to Pastrello. Pastrello will hand the ball. Cabrales went to the middle, start back to the left. They'll hand off again, and now it's going to be Eichhoff. Putting the pressure on to the right corner. A long three up, no good by Luoff. Rebound ahead. Delaney Witt up to McKinley. McKinley Schmall. Her shot is rejected. It comes down to Eichhoff. Over to Keller, right wing. Now back to Schmall. Or excuse me, Wurtenberger. 18-foot jumper, left baseline up and good. We have 2 points on the board. Score covered with a minute 38 to go in the first quarter. Sagan-Hart on the board, 2-0. On the right side, it's Parkview working the ball in the weave. Sagan-Hart playing man-to-man. Nate Bolton, Luhal, a sophomore, has taken a couple of three-pointers and missed by a bad margin, I should say, both times. She just stands in the corner, waits to get the ball, and she's open. Nobody goes out there and really guards her that far away. Dos Santos to the high post with it. Cabrales dribbles down. Back out she goes with it. Thinking about a three is Pastrello. No. Now to the right side, Cabrales. Cabrales will hold it. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up by Falk. Throws it. Taken away. It's stolen by Eichhoff. Off the floor. She slows down. Now skips it over left side to Shaw. McKinley with a skip over to Witt. Three ball, right pocket, up and around, no good. Rebound is grabbed up there by Merrill Paul. 26 seconds to go. Parkview looking for the tie or the lead here in the final seconds of quarter number one. Drillin out top, Maria Pastrello. Stands in the midcourt circle, 13 on the clock. Trying to set a screen. She heads down the left side, kicks into the corner. And they drop the ball. Lua shot rejected by Wurtenberger. And that is going to end our first quarter. The ball goes harmlessly out of bounds at the other end. It's Sagan-Hart 2, Parkview 0 after 1. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit FM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned as operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc., at the American Family Insurance Office in Fall City or Auburn.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, 2-0 the Irish lead here after one quarter tonight down at Fall City High School. And that game is halftime, where the Syracuse Rockets lead the Fall City Tigers by a score of 20-9 after one half of play at the Fieldhouse. That game on Sunday 101.3. We come back to live action. Sacred basketball. Show up for three. Right wing on the rim. No. Fight for the rebound. And coming out of there with it will be the Patriots. On the run is Petrillo. Up and good. We got a whistle. Let's see if we have a basket. Push foul on McKinley Shaw. And it's before the shot. The basket does not count. Still 2-0. The Patriots inbound for the baseline. Get the ball in. Out to the top they go to Cabrales. And the ball to Los Santos. Sayer coming out in a man-to-man now. Lechtenberg, Scholl, Witt, Wurtenberger, and also Eichhoff in there for the Irish. Keller on the bench at the moment. High post for the basketball in the circle. Paul gives it back to Santos. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Now she pushes the dribble off to the right side to Petrillo. And now it goes back, swing it left side, three-pointer on the way up, and good! The Patriots have the lead. A three-pointer by Priscilla Cabrales, and the lead goes to Parkview, 3-2 at the 7-minute mark of the first half. Here's a drive, Scholl dishes off, Lechtenberg down the lane, high off the glass. I wasn't sure it was going to go, but it got there. And the Irish lead now 4-3. 6:42 to go in the first half. We've already got twice as many points, more than twice as many as we had in the first quarter. The other way, the Patriots have it, moving it out top now. Coach Luke Center decided, well, if they're going to play keep away, we're going to go to a man-to-man and chase them. And the Patriots have not proven that they can handle the ball real well so far. Here's a steal. Taken away. McKinley Scholl. Drive. Right side. Block. Follow-up. Good by Jeffrey Lechtenberg. The rebound and the bucket by the sophomore for the Irish. Sigurd up 6-3. Good hustle back defensively that time by Parkview to get the block. Now DeSantis out top. Top of the key. And we've got an offensive foul called against the Patriots here. Foul will go on Millie Lestreen on Merrill Paul. First foul of the ball game on the Patriots. Lechtenberg got a shoe. There we go. So the Irish inbounded. D.C. Witt checks in for the Irish. 5-4 freshman. Sitting down to be Delaney Witt. And out of the front court, here come the Irish. In the corner, Scholl, quick hand to Santos, knocks it away, and it goes off the hand of McKinley Scholl. Third Sacred Heart turnover in the ball game. A little one-person press here now by Olivia Eichhoff. She's going to pressure the ball up the floor. No, just about worth it. Just about turned it over on the dribble with nobody on her. To the front court, Maria Pastrello comes up, hands the ball off now to Cabrales. Kind of playing deep safety here is Wurtenberger. She's the one that guards Luau. And now here's a pass across the lane that got away from the Irish. Parkview has a three-pointer on the way up and good again. This time it is Maria Petrella, and we are tied at six apiece. Estrella with the three-pointer, and we're tied up at the 5:03 mark now. Out top with it, D.C. Witt. Left side with it, Olivia Eichhoff to the free throw line. Out to Shaw, inside for Olivia Eichhoff. Got pushed from behind. She did a great job not falling down. Merrill Hall with her second foul, team foul number two. Now it will be Olivia Eichhoff, the senior, to inbound it to the corner to Shaw. Three ball, set shot, too strong. Rebound, Eichhoff, put back, and she's fouled. No bucket. But Olivia Eichhoff will go to the line to shoot two. This foul will be called on Nia Boat Luthal with the foul, her first. And it will be two for Olivia Eichhoff. The first one is up and rims out of there. No good. She'll get another one. Second free throw coming for the Irish senior. She gets ready. Deep knee bend and all the way up and good. Nothing but string that time. The Irish are ahead 7-6. They have had two lead changes in the ball game. Now up the floor we go. Patriots basketball. Move it to the front. Give the ball off now to Paul. Paul wants to dribble. Hand the ball off now to Maria Pastrello. She drives the lane with the left hand. It's up. It won't go. And another rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. To the front. She keeps moving. Right down the lane she goes. Shot blocked with a foul called. And the foul will go on Maria Pastrello. Her first, team foul number four now on the Patriots. And at the line, Gentry Lechtenberg has 4 points in the ball game so far. Make it five on the year. Lechtenberg at the free throw line, 51.6%. Made that one. She's got five to lead all scorers in the ball game. The second one on the way up and off the back, no good. Taking a run to the sideline, picked up over there by Paul. Paul gets away to Santos, 6'1 guard. Gets across the midcourt stripe, just about lost the handle on the basketball. Now has it, starts right, and it goes left down the line to the right hand, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Gentry Lechtenberg. Here come the Irish ahead on the right side with it. Eichhoff, Olivia comes left side now to Daisy with it. Out to Shaw, right side jumper, no good. Rebound, Lechtenberg, left side, up and in. She's now got seven, and it's 10-6, Sacred Heart. To the front now with the basketball, drilling it up Paul in the front court. Needs help to Dos Santos. Lechtenberg reached around and picked up the foul. That's going to be her first foul of the ball game. Team foul number three on Sacred Heart. 3:27 to go in quarter number two. McKinley Shull out. Delaney Whip back in for the Irish now. Dos Santos with the ball. Left side of the floor with the dribble. Moves to the right. She fends off a lot with her offhand. Goes to the corner. Taken away. The steal by Daisy Whip. Daisy up the floor with the basketball now. Right side, Wartenberger drives baseline, passes it back out, and a three-pointer on the way. Short, no good by Eichhoff. Rebound ends up back to Eichhoff. Now, Lechtenberg with the rebound. Up, no. Lechtenberg going back to the free throw line to shoot two for Sacred Heart. That foul on Merrill Paul, the 5'11 sophomore, is her third of the ball game. Timeout called by the Patriots. They trail it 10-6. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Row Activity Center. Sacred Heart leading 10-6 against Parkview. Down at Falls City High, Falls City Girls trailing in the third quarter, 24-11. In the third quarter, Tigers apparently having a tough time getting the ball in the hole from the field tonight. 10-6, Sacred Heart with the lead here. Gentry Lechtenberg, 7 points, all here in the second quarter for the Irish. The leading score in the ball game. Parkview with a pair of three-pointers, and nothing else doing so far for them. As we said, they are short some players due to injury, and one tonight due to illness that probably won't play. One, two, yeah, we got five. All right, five and five, there we go. Lechtenberg at the line, 1 for 2, and 2 for 3, as that one is good. Irish up by 5, their biggest lead of the ball game here. Getting ready for a second free throw here for the sophomore. On the way up, and good again. The Irish up 12-6. In the ball comes, in the backcourt to Petrello. Pushing it up the floor a little bit now on the left side. Now slows down, out to Dos Santos. 2:44 to go in the half. Dos Santos all the way down the lane, took it by a couple of defenders and laid it off the glass for her first two of the ball game. 12-8. Sacred Heart with the ball, take it to the far corner. Daisy Witt out to Delaney, back to Daisy, loads the long one up, it's short, no good. Rebound, put back, no good by Wurtenberger. Eichhoff with the rebound, can't get her to go. Another offensive rebound by Wurtenberger, or excuse me, by Eichhoff, and she can't connect. And the Irish come away with no points on some contested but close-in shots there. 2 minutes to go in quarter number two. Dos Santos to the hole, up, no offensive foul is called. Illegal screen, foul will be on Priscilla Cabrales, her first. That's the 10th turnover that I've got Parkview for here in the first half. That's too many. 12-8, the Irish lead to the corner. Wurtenberger, three ball, left side of the rim, won't go. Weak side rebound to Cabrales. She'll give it to Dos Santos, who will walk it up the floor through the circle at midcourt. Keeps drilling, moves left, now back to the right. Gets the ball away there to Luau for three, missed it all, and goes out of bounds. Oh, it is 12-8 Irish, 1:27 to go. Daisy Witt. No, she just drops them off the bench. Now back in the ballgame she goes. Didn't come out. All right, front court, Olivia Eichhoff with a minute 18 to go in the first half. Delaney Witt to Eichhoff. Middle of the floor, back to Delaney. Passes down to Lechtenberg. A little tall on the pass. Got it. Eichhoff in traffic. Up, off the glass. No. She ties up with Lechtenberg. Oh, that should have probably been a traveling against the Irish there. Two players fighting over the ball. They were moving. Lechtenberg, short corner jumper from 16 feet. No good after the offensive rebound. Here comes Parkview the other way with 48 seconds to go. I agree with the Patriots. They probably missed out on a traveling call there against Sacred Heart. Up the floor, Dos Santos with the basketball. Backs up near midcourt. She's a foot away from the midcourt line. 35 seconds to go. Lechtenberg on her. And now they've got the count going. Got away, started over. They're still dribbling and stolen away. Lechtenberg with the steal. All the way in, left hand layup is good. That's 11 for Lechtenberg, 11 turnovers by the Patriots. Now they're going to run it up the floor. They lost the handle on it. Picked up by Witt, and the held ball will stay with the Patriots. Lechtenberg having a big night. Both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively, 11 of the 14 Irish points. 7.9 seconds to go in the half. Into Dos Santos, left elbow, holds, hands it off, and the crowd may have made Patriots shoot it early. They were counting down. They were about 3 seconds ahead of what the clock actually was, and the Patriots fired up a shot before they needed to. After one half of play in the D2 Sub-District 1 final, Sacred Heart 14 and Parkview Patriots 8. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
FNN Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNN Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, with 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at the Rural Activity Center at Falls City Sacred Heart. It is Sacred Heart 14, Parkview Christian 8, after the first half of play here tonight. It was 2-0 at the end of the first quarter. Parkview used that stall and took the Irish out of their game. Let's say Hart got it going a little bit in the second quarter. Our halftime update is brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Our halftime scoring for Parkview, they have two players with three each. Priscilla Cabrales and Mario Estrella each made a three-pointer in the first half, and they get a two-pointer from Aisha Dos Santos for their total of 8 first-half points. They have 3 fouls on Merrill Paul in the first half of the game, and I've got Patriots for 11 turnovers in the first half. For the Irish in this ball game in the first half, it is 11 points for Gentry Lechtenberg. She had at least 4 rebounds, a couple of steals. Big half for the sophomore. 2 points for Jessica Wartenberger and 1 of 2 at the line for Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish, a total of 14 first half points. Say yards 4 of 6 for the line, 3 different players with 1 foul apiece in that first half. We will be interested to see. We're going to need to watch a little bit Macy Kelly. I don't think she played in the second quarter of that ball game. There could be a couple reasons for that. Number one, she's got an injured foot that's been bothering her, and they're just trying to get her through the season with that. The other thing is, with them running that stall game, it's hard for her to do anything on defense. Her just kind of stand in the middle, and they really didn't have any play in the middle. So the Irish could put some chasers out there defensively in the man-to-man in that second quarter. So it's 14-8. The Irish have the lead here at halftime. Our girls D2 Sub-District 1 at a Fall City High. After three quarters, Syracuse Rockets leading Fall City 24-11 in the girls' C1 Sub-District 1 tournament final at Fall City High School. That game over on Sunny 101.3. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check the weather here. Morse Works from our sponsors. Say thanks to them for bringing you high school basketball on the air. We'll be back here with the second half action coming up on TTNC.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, broths, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. Mostly clear skies this evening, low around 26, a south-southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 49, a south-southwest wind of 15 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 28, a south-southwest wind of 15 to 25 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny, high near 46, Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 25. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 53, Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around 30. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 51. Rain and snow chances overnight. Tuesday night, low around 31. Rain and snow chances continue into Wednesday, high near 47. More rain and snow Wednesday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's on the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCourney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission, actually, and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
14-8, Sagan Heart with the lead after first two quarters here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Winner for sure moves on to the district final. Pretty sure they're both going to move on anyway, regardless of the outcome of this ball game tonight here in Falls City. The Irish are the number one seed. And it looks like they'll be number one seed next week in the district final as well, possibly. All right, the Irish get to midcourt to start this third period. Wurtenberg into Eichhoff, Lechtenberg, Keller, and Delaney with the ballgame. Delaney back over to the top on the right side to Olivia Eichhoff. Take it to the middle, Wurtenberger back down to Witt, back out, Eichhoff driving into the paint, pulls up, 10-footer, in, out, won't go. And held ball will go to the Patriots on the alternating possession. 7:40 to go, third quarter, Irish come out of full court press. Bring the ball into Merrill Paul. She is playing with three fouls. Here's the ball knocked away, Eichhoff with the steal. She and Wurtenberger team up to get the takeaway. Now with it, Delaney Witt back to Olivia Eichhoff. Over the far side, Wurtenberger, averaging nearly 15 points a game. She's got two. Lechtenberg with 11 for the Irish. Here, Delaney Witt loads up a triple. Too strong. Weak side rebound to Maria Pastrello. Racing towards the hoop. Knocked away by Wurtenberger, and they call a reach-in foul. Well, I think just positioning alone, the way she went about it, might have drew that foul call. When you reach in, a girl ahead of you and dribble the ball and you touch it and it ends up going backwards, you would think they must have got the ball. But they call a foul, first of the half on the Irish, first of the game on Jessica Wurtenberger. The Knights, the Patriots inbound from the baseline. Lechtenberg falls down away from the offensive player, off to DeSantis, and now that's two quick ones on Wurtenberger. She was in the lane. The ball player with the ball came into the paint, tried to go around, and Wurtenberger picks up two quick ones here. Two team fouls, two on Wurtenberger. All right, we're back to live action. The Patriots from the baseline into DeSantis. DeSantis. Irish come to a double team. Lechtenberg with the steal. Lechtenberg with the layup. It's good again. She's got 13 in the ball game. Lechtenberg having the best game of her career so far here tonight. Off the floor, DeSantis out for three. It's up too strong. No good by Lua. Rebound to Delaney Witt for the Irish. Ahead to Eichhoff. Right wing stops. Backs out of there. Now to Witt, looking for Keller, can't get her the ball. Delaney Witt to the paint, gives it up to Wurtenberger, back to Keller. 12-foot baseline jumper, good. 18-8, the Irish up by 10, their biggest lead of the ball game. Full court pressure by Sagan Hart, bringing in there for Paul. Off to DeSantis, still in the backcourt, trapped in a double team. Timeout, Parkview, they had to call the timeout. Save the possession. They're down by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
18-8 our score here at the Rat. The Fall City Sagan Heart, the Irish with a 10-point lead. If it works works out the way I've talked to some people that I think know or have a pretty good idea, much more than I would, the Irish would quite possibly be home next Friday night for a district final against Osceola. They are under the 180 miles that you have to meet halfway, so we'll see how that all works out, if that's in fact who the Irish play. But we got to settle this one first. 18-8, Parkview trailing, and now a drive on the right side, a dish out to Luhall for three, on the rim, won't go, scramble for the rebound, ends up with Wurtenberger. She'll push it up the floor now, slow down to the three-point line. Went into Keller, down the lane, too strong, and the rebound comes off to Cabrales. Cabrales will hand the ball to Pastrello. Up the floor, guarded by Lechtenberg. Pass it left side to Sanders for a triple. Got it. Nothing but net from the left elbow. Dos Santos with her second hoop has five, and now the lead down to seven. 18-11, 5:05 to play in the third. Sagerhart up, Lechtenberg, Wurtenberger in the paint, missed it. Rebound, Wurtenberger forces it up, hit the bottom of the rim, no good, and a rebound coming out of there to Parkview. The other way we go, DeSantis, that same spot you just made, but didn't make a clean catch. And now guarded by Lechtenberg, passes off to Delaney Witt. Left side, and a head and shoulder fake, and a move across the baseline with it. Luau back out to DeSantis. Dos Santos will pass it off, and a three-pointer up and down inside Maria Petrello. She's got two triples, and it's 18-14. It was a 10-point lead a moment ago. Now it is four, 18-14. Off the left side, Wurtenberger with the basketball. Jess working to the free throw line, out to Eichhoff. Eichhoff down the lane with the scoop. It's up, it's good. Right hand for Olivia Eichhoff, her first field goal of the game. She'll lead a six. Dos Santos down the lane, up, no, rebound to Lechtenberg for the Irish. Off the floor comes a sophomore on the run, pushes it up with a bounce pass. Witt can't connect. Rebound brought down Wurtenberger, and she was probably fouled. Now she's throwing elbows. She is hot. She's got the ball for three, no good, and the rebound brought down by the Patriots. Jessica Wurtenberger was really agitated there for a moment. Coming up off the glass and a run out, up and good. Nabota Luau, her first bucket of the game, makes it 20-16. See her up by four. Coming the other way now with the basketball. It's going to go inside Wurtenberger, out to Keller, back out top. It'll be Eichhoff, starts in, backs up, over to Keller, wide open, 18-footer, got it! Another net from A.C. Keller, she's got four. Timeout, call, 3:10 to go. We will be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
22-16, Sagerhart with a lead. Their biggest lead of the ball game has been 10. They led 2-0 at the end of the first quarter when Parkview did nothing but try to stall the game, run clock. They did it very successfully. But at this point, the Irish have stretched out to a 22-16 lead here. Dos Santos will inbound. The Irish bring full court pressure now. McKinley Shaw back in the ball game. Irish now. And now it'll be Dos Santos with it in the backcourt. Comes with a double team, throws it over the top. Now ahead, down the lane. Blocked by Keller. Ooh, there's a lot of contact there. Keller with the block of the shot by Merrill Paul. And the Parkview coaching staff and the few fans they have here were wanting a foul called on Macy Keller. They call it. Couldn't argue the point. Here's a fake of a three and a drive down the lane. And it's up and it's in. Two-pointer for Priscilla Cabrales. She's got five in the ball game now, and it's 22-18. The lead is four. To the other end we go. Shaw with the basketball. Back over to Eichhoff on the right side. Olivia dribbles. passes right side to Laney, with back up to Hykov, down the right side, in over a defender off the glass, and now will go. Lichtenberg and DeSantos hit the deck, scrambling for the loose ball rebound. Oh, it's loose. They both had it, weren't about to let go. They both end up on the floor, and the held ball will go to Sacred Heart. So Irish ball for the baseline. Hykov inbounds to Witt. Right side, Lichtenberg. Gentry on the move. Back out to Hykov. You wouldn't expect him that one. Now she'll give it to Witt. Delaney back and out. Going to reset for the Irish. Hykov on the right side. Now she'll bring the ball to the top. Against the zone defense here. Throw it to the middle. The Lichtenberg makes a move inside. Left hand got it to go. She took that from her right hand to her left hand. Laid it in on the left side of the bucket. The Irish are up six again. To the front. Here comes Paul down the lane. Up. No. A lot of contact again. Rebound. Delaney Witt coming out of there with a dribble. Passes right side. Hykov. Olivia gives it back to Delaney Witt. High post inside. Lichtenberg now fired over to the left side. Inside to Lichtenberg from the wing. Up, no good by Witt. Rebound, Keller, and the putback is good. Maisie Keller with 6 points all here in the third quarter. And the Irish are up by eight, 26-18. Off the right sideline, Cabrales. Double team, it's away, it's stolen. No, no, it's kicked. Hykov, third leg out, her shoulder one, and the ball got called, well, the Irish got called for kicking the basketball. Gentry Lichtenberg gets a well-deserved break here. Into the game is Wurtenberger for her. And now coming up the floor will be Pastrello. Ahead she goes, oh, an offensive foul. Yes. Delaney Witt got terrific position, and she took the biggest player on the floor for Patriots, 5'11" sophomore Merle Paul. And that's her fourth foul of the ballgame, first of the second half. Well, got to give Delaney some points for bravery there. She is the smallest vehicle in that accident, no doubt. Frank Koss, it's going to be Eichhoff, fakes left, goes right, pass inside, knocked away. Coming down with it is Wurtenberg, and oh man, off the offensive foul on Wurtenberg. Yeah, it was. She cleared out of that elbow. She threw one before that in that possession. So Jessica's got her third foul. And if you're going to get a foul, Coach always allows her to go ahead and deserve it. She did. 50.9 seconds to go in the third. The Irish up by eight. Up the floor, over the top. It went way past the intended person. It was able to be caught there by McKinley Rivera, who checked into the game. And now out here in midcourt, it will be Patriots ball. Clock winding with 33 seconds to go. They're down eight. I really don't understand playing for one here. But that's okay. That's what they want to do. Now they have nobody moving. They get the ball off to Luol. Luol looking 21 seconds to go. Dos Santos guarded by Witt. And Delaney Witt just chasing every ball handler. Now Dos Santos with 10 on the clock. They've left 40 seconds to go off this clock. She's in the midcourt circle of 5, 4, 3, moves up, fires the shot, and oh, she hit it! Hey, give them credit. That's what they wanted. That's what they got. She's got two trays in the quarter. After 3, 26-21, the Irish lead. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that can save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit FM.com for more discounts made by you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. at the American Family Insurance Office in Fall City or Auburn.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. We've got 8 minutes up on the clock. Final at Fall City tonight. Syracuse Rockets win. They defeat the Fall City Tigers tonight 36-20, the final score. 36-20, the final. Syracuse will advance to the district finals. Fall City season comes to an end. Now, it's Patriots basketball. They are down by 5, 26-21. Aisha DeSantos hit a tray at the buzzer, two of them in the third quarter. Here's the Irish defense on full go again. Lechtenberg knocked it loose for a minute. Now DeSantos being chased by Lechtenberg out top. Gets the ball away now to Petrell. Back to DeSantos. For three, up on the rim, no. Rebound, Macy Keller. Keller out of there to Eichhoff and Olivia to the front. Lobs ahead to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger stops, leaves it back out top to Eichhoff. Wurtenberger with three fouls for the Irish. Now the only player in any foul trouble for Sacred Heart. Eichhoff with it. Left side of the floor, back to the right. Delaney Witt, Lechtenberger. The paint had it taken away, and she got it back now. The ball is loose, and it will belong to the Irish on the alternating possession. Into the game, McKinley Shaw for the Irish. She'll check in there for Macy Keller. Now the ball comes in from Eichhoff to Lechtenberg. To Witt on the left side of the circle. Skip it over to this corner. On the wing, Wurtenberger back out to Witt, now to Eichhoff. Olivia doesn't take many threes at all. Shaw with it. Now into the paint. Back out from Lechtenberg and now to Witt. Back to Lechtenberg. Defender went by her and she gets loose and can't get it this time in the traffic. Rebound coming out there with it. Luau. Hand the ball away. Pastrello. 6:25 and counting. Fourth quarter. Dos Santos with it. Patriots are happy to keep it close, take their shots when they get them, and maybe at the end of the game, get something to go. With the ball, out top, Cabrales, fire underneath DeSantos, layup, blocked, but fouled. Foul call on McKinley Shaw. Shaw with the foul, her second of the contest. Team foul number four of the half on Sacred Heart. So at the line now, that's a shooting foul. Aisha DeSantos, 8 points, first free throw attempt of the ball game. Up, round, in the cylinder, and out, no good. She'll get another one here. 6:06 left to play in the ball game. Free throw for the 6'1" senior on the way up, and got it. One out of two, she's got nine, the lead is four. Eichhoff to the front court for the Irish, left side. Cross court, Delaney Witt, high post, Wurtenberger pulls up, 15-footer, won't go. Grabbing the rebound, Nabo Luau. DeSantos coming up, 5:47 to play in the game. Gets around Lechtenberg, now to a double team from Wurtenberger. And the ball is thrown off the leg of Gentry Lechtenberg out of bounds by DeSantos. Or not much room to inbound, right in front of their own bench. You can't even stand there without being in the lap of one of your teammates. Bring it into DeSantos. She'll hand the ball right back to Pastrello. Cross court Rivera, the freshman in the ball game. Again, she'll hand it to Pastrello. Coming to the top of the hour, this is AM 1230 and 107.1 FM, KTNC, Fall City. DeSantos drives left side, leaves it short, rebound brought down by Witt. Ahead it goes, right side, Eichhoff drives from the right side, up and in. The lead is now six for Sager, 28-22. Off the floor, he goes quickly, Luau. She gets away to a teammate, she was up there all by herself and just defenders. Now DeSantos has it, 4:59 to play. DeSantos directing traffic, calling out a teammate to come get the basketball. That is Pastrello. She drives down the lane, Lechtenberg with the steal. J. Gentry, Lechtenberg with another takeaway for the Irish. A long pass up to Shaw. 15-footer baseline. No, and the rebound comes down to the Patriots, and she stepped on the line. Lechtenberg and Wurtenberger put up a bench, trapped the Patriot player, and she stepped on the end line. Another Patriot turnover. Timeout, Parkview Christian. They trail 28-22. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:37 to go in this ball game. Sagar with a lead of 28-22 here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Patriots called the timeout. They've got two left in the ball game. And all right, let's see if we got it going here. So the Irish have the lead. The Patriots, I believe, have the basketball. No, the Irish have the basketball. Here we go. Sagar on their own end of the floor. Hightop comes in. Shaw. Out top it goes. Witt down to Wurtenberger. Left corner. Three-pointer short. Long rebound, tipped out of there, and on the run, Pastrello all the way to the hole, up and good over Delaney Witt. Brianna Pastrello now has 8 in the ballgame. It's 28-24, Sagan Hart by 4 again. They're up by 10 in the third quarter. Now it's back down to 4. Lechtenberg out to Witt. Gentry on the right side elbow, bounce pass in the middle, knocked away, trying to get it in there to Wurtenberg, but she was double-teamed anyway. Now, Eichhoff will inbound, a 1-4 high. The Irish line up sideline to sideline, free throw line high. Handed in to Wurtenberger, back to Shaw in the middle. Eichhoff wheels out of there with the basketball, halfway through quarter number 4. High post, Wurtenberger looks, drives to the paint, back and down, spins, kicks it out. Shaw shot, two hops on the rim, won't go, rebound tipped, it comes down to Olivia Eichhoff. She drives the paint, right hand scoop, no. Wurtenberger the rebound, elevates, and as she went up, I think her head caught the chin of a Patriot player, and that's number 5 on Merrill Paul. That's her 5th foul. She fouls out with 3:41 to go. She has not scored. However, she is a presence in the middle at 5'11", a strong young girl. And at the line will be Jessica Wurtenberger. 2 points for the Irish senior tonight. It's up. It's good. Made that one. On the year, Wurtenberger, 73% of the free throw line. The lead is 5. It's on the way. The lead is 6. Wurtenberger makes them both. They're up by 6 for the second time this quarter. To the front court, the Patriots, 3:30 to play. Working the ball around the left side very patiently against this tough Irish defense tonight. Pastrello hands the ball off over to DeSantos. The midcourt circle. Back to her teammate, pass it ahead, too tall. Witt comes away with the basketball for the Irish front court. Shaw inside Wurtenberger. Oh, she dropped foul. Yes, she did. Foul, I believe, on DeSantos here. It is. That will be her first foul of the ball game. Team foul number 3 of the half on the Patriots. Wurtenberger back to line where she just made 2. Up and in, out, off the rim to the backboard, and it won't go. She'll get one more here. It's a two-possession game right now. The Irish up by six. Wurtenberger ready. It's up. It's good. It's now a three-possession game. 31-24. Sacred Heart. Off the floor with the basketball. Here comes Aisha DeSanto. Driving down the lane. Knocked loose by Delaney Witt. It ends up in the hands of Icon. Olivia to the front. Up the floor. Out on the right side. Witt inside Wurtenberger. Tipped by the Patriots off the rim, and they end up with a loose ball rebound. DeSantis up the floor with 2:40 to go. Pass over the right side of the floor now with the ball is Petrello. Petrello back and in. Down the lane she goes. Left hand up. Off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. Ahead to Eichhoff. Seven for Eichhoff. Four in the quarter. The lead is nine. Timeout calls. And the Irish are up with 2:24 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
33-24, the Irish have stretched the lead out a little bit here. 2 minutes, 24 seconds to go. The Irish looking like they'll have the top seed in the district finals if they can hang on and win this one. Parkview pretty well secure in being a number four seed, which would make them the higher seed of whoever they play, whether or not it's close enough not to have to travel. That's a question both these teams have going into the weekend. District finals for the girls is scheduled for next Friday night. The boys sub-district start on Tuesday. We'll be right back here. Sacred Heart plays Tuesday at 5 o'clock in their first-round sub-district game. Fall City girls losing tonight to Syracuse in the sub-district final. 36-20, final score there. Patriots basketball to the front court they come. Work the ball forward. Inside, they try to get the ball to the freshman, Michaela Rivera. It's off her fingertips out of bounds, and now we've got referees talking. Oh, they changed the call. Okay. Looked to me like they had it right the first time, but I'm way up here. Oh, try it again. DeSantis, the trigger. Everybody in the corner of the lane. For the Patriots, 2:13 to go. They're down by nine. DeSantis goes to go to the backcourt and throw it. Finally, they get back a little bit. Pastrello with it off DeSantis. Three ball, left side. Good. Boy, she liked that spot. Aisha DeSantis now with a dozen in the ballgame. Full court pressure by the Patriots and a reach-in foul called on Maria Pastrello. Her second team foul. Number four of the half. Yeah, they need to commit some fouls to put the Irish in a 1-1 here. The lead is six for Sacred Heart, 33-27. Backcourt to Wurtenberger. She's going to get fouled, I think. Being chased there by Luoff. Haven't fouled yet. You don't want to foul Delaney Witt, and that's what they did. Oh, didn't no call. Now to Eichhoff. High dribble. Continues with it to the right side. Lobs it over the top. Wurtenberger the catch, and she got hammered. Foul will be on DeSantis, and that will be her second. 20?
Want to lose weight without breaking the bank? Welcome to
Wellness. That's her first. That was not DeSantis. The game looks a lot different down there on the floor, apparently. Free throw for Wurtenberger is up and good. I knew she got fouled, but looked like it was over the top by DeSantis. Into the game now for Parkview is Juniper Cole, a 5'11 sophomore. Free throw for Wurtenberger, and good, she hits them both. She's 5-for-6 in the fourth quarter. Here's the line. The lead is 8 with 93 seconds to go. And now up the floor, DeSantis in that left spot she likes. Got free, three-pointer up, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down for Olivia Icon. Icon selling up the floor. Girls from Baylor, you're going to have to foul quickly. You've got to do it. Icon, throw up the girls. And the ball to Kimberly Schultz. Schultz, the ball is picked up. Hands off to the
AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
35-27, Sacred Heart with the lead in our girls' sub-district final here at the Rural Activity Center in Falls City in Class D2, sub-district 1. The Irish got a decent chance of playing at home next Friday in the district final. They hang on and win this one. Maybe even if they lose it. Back court to Delaney Witt, and my foul call on Priscilla Cabral is her second foul out of the ball game. No 1-1 yet. That's the 16 foul on the Patriots. Now the backcourt to Delaney Witt again, and she just got bumped. No foul. DeSantos comes up, literally knocks her down with the foul. DeSantos, I told you she had 2 minutes ago. Now she does. I know that was her this time. She's the only one there. That helps. Delaney Witt, who made 13 of 14 here Tuesday night, up, got it. Delaney, that's her first point in the ballgame. She has not made a field goal so far in this sub-district tournament, but she's 14 out of 15 at the line. Senior gets set with 57 seconds to go, on the way up, and got that one again. And it will be into the game again. Juniper Cole.
In low life. The new Samsung Galaxy S23.
Checking out
US
Rivera. Freshman. And roll the ball off a little bit. Now to the front for Petrello. The Irish pick up across me for Petrello for three. No. Rebound to Workford for the Irish. She gets fouled in the backcourt. This foul, I believe, will go on Petrello and goes over. Slaps Wortenberger on the back. Sorry about that. Jessica has her back. And it's okay, I understand. Macy Keller in for the Irish in place of McKinley Shaw. And Wortenberger at the line. This is 1-1. She's 5-6 here in the fourth quarter. Has 7 points in the game and make it 8. As she switches that one home. 72% free throw shooter coming again. Might have went up a point tonight. 47 seconds left. That's the biggest lead of the game for the Irish now. 11. It's on the way up, and the lead is 12 as Wortenberger hands both the free throws. 39-27. The lead is 12. DeSantos crosses midcourt. Lechtenberg picks her up. She's been a handful all night for DeSantos. Lechtenberg reached in, nearly knocked it away again. Now, down the court, stolen by Wortenberger. Wortenberger with the steal for the Irish. Has at least 15 turnovers here for the Patriots. Wortenberger just got knocked to the floor again. That foul's going to go on Priscilla Cabrales. It's a physical basketball game, to say the least. Wortenberger back to the line. This will again be 1-1. And Coach Luke Sato, 28 seconds ago, brings in Sadie Tisdall, a 5'7 sophomore. Avery Sano, a 5'5 freshman. Jocelyn Overdeen, a 5'8 sophomore. Wortenberger stays in. And also in there is Dacey Witt, a 5'4 freshman again. And Wortenberger steps up and calmly knocks down another one. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, averaging almost 15 a game for the year. Just one field goal tonight for the Irish senior. It's up. It's off the front. No good. And Avery Santos tipped it. Picked up by the Patriots. Here comes Dos Santos up the floor. Stops. Pushes down his defender away. Gets the ball away to her teammate, Pastrello. In the paint. Left hand off the glass. No. Rebound picked up by Sadie Tizzle. Gets it out of there. We got timeout called by the Irish. Coach Santa wants to get Shaylee Schmidt in the ballgame. And there's good reason for that. Even with 11 seconds, Wurtenberger's only trying to get her out of there. You don't want to get her injured in the final 11 seconds of the game and you've got a 13-point lead. So the Patriots will, no, the Irish will inbound it. Tizzle brings the ball in at backcourt for Daisy Witt. Headed up the floor. The Patriots aren't going to foul anymore. Witt continues to dribble the basketball. Gets the ball away to Tizzle, and that's your final score. Sacred Heart 40 and Parkview Patriots 27. 40-27, the final score. The Irish with the win. We'll come back and wrap up the scoring after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
If you're going car shopping, make your first stop down here at Frontier Bank and line up your financing. You'll get a competitive rate, and we can arrange payments to fit your budget. Once you've got your money lined up, you can go out and bargain shop like a cash buyer. Stop in and see us about an auto loan. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score of girls game tonight, the sub-district finals, Sacred Heart 40, Parkview 27. It was 2-0 after one quarter. Parkview came out tonight in a stall game in that first quarter, and it was 2-0 after one. The Irish outscored 12-8 in the second quarter. Parkview actually scored more than the Irish in the third quarter, 13-12, but Sacred Heart 14-6 in the fourth quarter to seal the victory. Sacred Heart in the fourth quarter, 10-11 at the free throw line for the game. They go 14-17. Patriots at the line tonight, 1-2 in the ball game. Sacred Heart only called for 7 fouls in the entire game tonight. Scoring for Parkview, they are led by Aisha Dos Santos, who had a dozen in the ball game. Maria Petrello had 8, 5 for Priscilla Cabrales, and 2 for Neobota Luong. For their total of 27, they are now 18-7 on the year. We'll probably get a wild card into the districts. For Sacred Heart, they improved to 22-3 on the year as the number one ranked and number one seeded team in the sub-district. Leading the way for the Irish High, Gentry Lechtenberg. Excuse me, she had a heck of a game both ends of the floor. She ends up with 15 points in the ballgame. She had 11 of those in the very important second quarter. She had 15 in the second and third quarter. That's where she ended up with the game, 15 points. I had her 5 rebounds, 4 assists. She played very, very good defense tonight for Sacred Heart. Jessica Wurtenberger had 10 points in the ball game. She had 8 of those in the fourth quarter, all at the free throw line when she went 8 out of 10 in that fourth period. 7-9 for Olivia Eichhoff. Did a good job on the defensive end as usual. Delaney Witt had 2 points at the free throw line. It was 6 points for Macy Keller all in the third quarter. The Irish went 14 of 17 at the line in tonight's ball game, and they win it. Final score, 40-27. They'll be in district finals action next Friday night. We'll cover them wherever they're at, probably, hopefully here in the district final next Friday night. We'll find out. We'll let you know all about that coming up early next week. Where we're going, we're still watching. Fall City girls got beat tonight by Syracuse, and so their season is over. Johnson Brock girls still in action tonight. They are playing Sterling right now as we speak up at Johnson tonight, and we'll see how that one turns out and see who all we can cover coming up. The boys sub-district start on Tuesday, 5 o'clock. I'll be right here at the Roe Activity Center. State Heart taking on either Dorchester or Lewiston Tuesday afternoon at 5. Randy Gatula on Sunny 101.3 will be up at Johnson Brock, where the Eagles are in action along with Pawnee City. 2 games coming up from there on Tuesday night. Well, that is going to wrap up our coverage of high school basketball tonight. Earlier today in the boys' game played, we had on the air, Sig Hart defeated Lord Central Catholic 66-32. The Irish now 15-8 on the year. The Knights are 3-19, leading the way for the Irish. 21 for Joe Simon, 14 for Sam Dunn, 17 for Evan Keefley in today's action. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying goodnight, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center.